Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chris Getz. Batting second. The third baseman, Josh Fields. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos Quinton. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting seventh. The catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Scott Podsednik. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gavin Floyd. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Coco Crisp. Batting second. The left fielder, David DeJesus. Batting third. The third baseman, Mark Tehan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jose Guillen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Billy Butler. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Jacobs. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Alberto Colaspo. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Buck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Aviles. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kyle Davies. And now, play ball. Chris Getz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Getz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colaspo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Josh Fields is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fields strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Quinton is hit by the pitch. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thome takes first base on ball four. Quinton moves to second. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dye strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Crisp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fields fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. David DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus hits a fly ball into center field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Tehan batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Tehan hits a fly ball into center field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Konerko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Pierzynski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Konerko moves to second. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aviles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Konerko moves to third. Two outs. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Podsednik hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Konerko scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Chris Getz batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Getz is 0-1 in the game. Getz hits a fly ball into right field. Guillen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Getz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Butler is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jacobs hits a fly ball into center field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Josh Fields is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Fields is 0 for 1 in the game. Fields hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Quinton is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Quinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aviles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thome is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thome takes first base on ball 4. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dye is 0 for 1 in the game. Dye hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Konerko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pierzynski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Butler scoops it up and throws to first, with Davies covering, for the out. Konerko moves to second. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aviles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Alberto Colaspo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Colaspo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. John Buck is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buck hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Aviles batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fields fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Crisp is 0 for 1 in the game. Crisp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. David DeJesus is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops it up and throws to first, with Floyd covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Podsednik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Podsednik hits a fly ball into left field. DeJesus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Getz batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Getz is 0 for 2 in the game. Getz takes first base on ball 4. Josh Fields is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. gets moves to second. Josh Fields is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fields is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fields hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colaspo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gets moves to third. 2 outs. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Quinton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Quinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gets scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Quinton. The throw from Buck and he is safe. Quinton steals second. Jim Thome, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Thome hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Buck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tehan moves to second. Billy Butler, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tehan moves to third. 1 out. Mike Jacobs, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacobs is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Alberto Colaspo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Colaspo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colaspo strikes out. 2 outs. John Buck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buck is 0-for-1 in the game. Buck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gets scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jermaine Dye, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dye is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dye hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rob Tehaden now pitching. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Konerko strikes out. 1 out. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dye moves to third. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dye scores. Pierzynski moves to third. It's 6-4, White Sox. Scott Podsednik, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Buck and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Scott Podsednik, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Podsednik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Podsednik hits a fly ball into right field. Guillen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pierzynski tags and scores. Ramirez tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 7-4, White Sox. Chris Getz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Getz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Getz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colaspo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aviles is 0-for-1 in the game. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Coco Crisp, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Crisp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crisp takes first base on ball 4. David DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-2 in the game. DeJesus bunts in front of the plate. Pierzynski fields it and throws to first for the out. Crisp moves to second. Two outs. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Crisp. The throw from Pierzynski and he is safe. Crisp steals third. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Josh Fields is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fields is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fields strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Quinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Thome, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Quinton moves to second. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dye strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Konerko hits a line drive into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Guillen, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Billy Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to second. Billy Butler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Guillen moves to third. Matt Thornton now pitching. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacobs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jacobs strikes out. 1 out. Alberto Colaspo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Colaspo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colaspo hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Quinton. Colaspo reaches second base with a double. Guillen scores. Butler moves to third. It's 7-5, White Sox. John Buck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buck is 0-for-2 in the game. Buck strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aviles is 0-for-2 in the game. Aviles takes first base on ball 4. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crisp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crisp takes first base on ball four. Butler scores. Colaspo moves to third. Aviles moves to second. It's 7-6, White Sox. David DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. DeJesus is 0-3 in the game. DeJesus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Mahaty now pitching. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pierzynski is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Pierzynski hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of DeJesus. Pierzynski reaches second base with a double. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Mahaty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ramirez for the out. Pierzynski moves to third. One out. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Podsednik is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Getz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Getz is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Getz strikes out. Two outs. Josh Fields is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fields is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fields hits a fly ball into right field. Guillen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tehan is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Tehan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Octavio Dotel now pitching. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Guillen takes first base on ball four. Tehan moves to second. Billy Butler is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Butler is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quinton. Butler reaches second base with a double. Tehan scores. Guillen moves to third. It's White Sox, 7, Royals, 7. Mitch Mayer pinch runs for Jose Guillen. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jacobs is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Jacobs takes first base on ball four. Willie Bloomquist pinch runs for Billy Butler. Alberto Colaspo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Colaspo is 2-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Colaspo hits a fly ball towards left. Quinton catches it and throws to home to double up Mayer. Bloomquist moves to third. Jacobs moves to second. Two outs. John Buck is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Buck is 0-3 in the game. Buck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Mitch Mayer now playing right field. Willie Bloomquist now playing first base. Jamie Wright now pitching. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinton is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Quinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thome is 0-1 in the game. With three walks. Tommy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dye hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Buck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. Scott Linebrink now pitching. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aviles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Getz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crisp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Crisp takes first base on ball 4. David DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Crisp. The throw from Pierzynski and he is safe. Crisp steals second. David DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 4 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crisp moves to third. 2 outs. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tehan is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tehan is walked intentionally. Mitch Mayer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mayer hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aviles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pierzynski is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Pierzynski hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Crisp who is chasing the ball. Pierzynski reaches third base with a triple. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Podsednik batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Podsednik is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colaspo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. DJ Carrasco now pitching. Willie Bloomquist is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bloomquist hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carrasco fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacobs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Jacobs strikes out. 2 outs. Alberto Colaspo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Colaspo is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colaspo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Colaspo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Getz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Getz is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Getz strikes out. one out. Josh Fields is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fields is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fields hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Fields moves to second. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quinton is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Quinton hits a fly ball into right field. Mayer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. John Buck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buck is 0 for 4 in the game. Buck hits a fly ball into center field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aviles is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Aviles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Getz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crisp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Crisp takes first base on ball 4. David DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 5 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Getz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Cruz now pitching. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dye strikes out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 4 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a triple. Pierzynski takes first base on ball 4. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. Lance Broadway now pitching. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tehan is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Tehan strikes out. 1 out. Mitch Mayer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayer takes first base on ball 4. Willie Blomquist is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blomquist is 0 for 1 in the game. Blomquist hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mayer moves to third. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Blomquist. The throw from Pierzynski and he is safe. Blomquist steals second. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacobs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Jacobs hits a line drive towards third. Fields reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alberto Colaspo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Colaspo is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colaspo is walked intentionally. John Buck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buck is 0 for 5 in the game. Buck hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mayer scores. Bloomquist moves to third. Colaspo moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.